I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. The summer solstice is early on Sunday, June 21st at 1:24 a.m., marking the longest day of the year in Everett at 16 hours, 2 minutes. The summer solstice is also the beginning of astronomical summer, or more commonly called the start of summer. After June 21st, days will gradually get shorter, moving to the autumn equinox in late September. Through human history, many have observed the summer solstice with celebrations and rituals. Ancient Greeks marked the solstice as the start of the new year and started the one-month countdown to the opening of the Olympic Games. Ancient European pagans welcomed the solstice with bonfires with hopes of a good fall harvest. Bonfires were also associated with magic, banishing evil spirits and led maidens to future husbands. Stonehenge in the south of England is aligned with the direction of sunrise on the summer solstice, one of the many theories about the purpose of this megalith monument where thousands gather each year to commemorate the longest day of the year. Many Native Americans participated in solstice rituals still practiced today. For example, the Sioux perform a ceremonial sundance while wearing symbolic colors. Today, many still celebrate the summer solstice. Parades and festivals are most common. In Northern Europe, bonfires are lit and homes are decorated with garlands. In parts of Scandinavia, people dance around maypoles. And of course, Seattle has its flamboyant Fremont Summer Solstice Parade. On June 21st, we can all celebrate the start of summer. The weather will also feel summer-like with temperatures along the shorelines in the 70s and inland in the 80s to even the lower 90s early next week. More summer weather is likely ahead as the latest seasonal outlook points to good odds of warmer and drier than average conditions. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.